People often ask me whether AI will replace managers, directors, or even CEOs. Honestly, that's not really what worries me. What worries me is what happens when AI replaces beginners. I've worked at North Star Consulting Group for nearly 30 years, and during that time, I've watched hundreds of graduates join the company. Many of them arrived with little practical experience. They learned by doing work nobody else wanted to do. Preparing presentations, analyzing data, writing reports, taking notes in meetings, and fixing mistakes. Most of them hated it, at least at first. But those tasks were never really about presentations, spreadsheets, or reports. They were about learning. They taught people how businesses operate. They taught them how to communicate, how to solve problems, and how to make decisions. Most importantly, they taught them how to make mistakes, when the consequences were still small. Today, artificial intelligence can do much of that work in seconds. It can draft reports, analyze information, summarize meetings, and create presentations faster than most junior employees. From a business perspective, the benefits are obvious. Our competitors are investing heavily in these tools, and we are too. If we don't adapt, we will become slower, less efficient, and less competitive. The reality is, AI is coming whether we like it or not. But I think we're overlooking something really important. Every profession has a training ground. Junior lawyers review documents, junior accountants check figures, junior consultants build presentations. That's where people get experience. That's where they develop judgment. If AI starts doing all of that work, where will future experts come from? Every director in this company started at the bottom. Every manager made mistakes. Every leader learned through experience. You can't remove the first few steps of the ladder and then expect people to try to reach the top. And there's another concern that I rarely hear people discuss. Many experts believe that AI will make work easier. In some ways, they're right. AI will remove a lot of routine work. But routine also creates balance. A normal working day includes simple tasks and difficult ones. Some activities require intense concentration. Others give you a chance to think, to recover, or simply just to switch gears. Now imagine a workplace where AI handles all the routine tasks. What's left? The difficult client conversations, the strategic decisions, the complex problems, the high-pressure situations. The work that demands creativity, judgment, and responsibility. In other words, only the hardest parts of the job will be left. Sometimes, I wonder whether we're creating a future where people complete fewer tasks but feel more exhausted. Not because they're working longer hours, but because every remaining hour requires them to perform at their highest level. I believe AI will transform business. I believe it will improve productivity dramatically. I believe it will create enormous opportunities, but the question that keeps me awake at night isn't whether AI can do the work. It's this: if AI does all the beginner work, where will beginners come from?